Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, before we get into this bonus Patreon preview, just a few words of the upcoming shows on in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. So, don't you know who I am? Four shows only at the European Beer Cafe, 6 o'clock on Sundays. So make sure you go to joshua.com.au for the tickets. If you get a season pass, they're only $50. That's so cheap. It's $12.50 a show. So good. And also the show, apparently, that I'm doing a split bill with Ben Lomas, which is going to be lots of fun. That is the last 2 weeks of the festival, starting April 6th, going to April 18th, 9:30, 8:30 Sundays at the Imperial Hotel. Already a lot of tickets for that sold, which is really great. It's only a very small room too, so come along. That's going to be a really fun show. It's going to be like one of the more fun festivals I'll be involved in that it's, you know, I haven't spent the summer stressing out about the moral of my show. So that is that. Anyway, enjoy this bonus Patreon episode. Thank you for everyone who is a patron. If you would like to hear more of this, you can also become a Patreon subscriber. For only $5 a month, you get a weekly podcast called Top 5. With people like this one here, Bart Freeburn, and a whole bunch of others. So go to patreon.com/dykwia. Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good buddy and we discuss the top 5 on a topic of our choice today. My good buddy, it's Bart Freeburn.
Hey! Thanks for having me, mate.
It's all right. How you doing, Bart?
Yeah, real good. Weathering good. The lockdown, the big 5 days.
So yeah, so this is the third top five I've recorded in 3 days. I'm trying to do one a day in this lockdown, just so I can talk to people. And you've chosen a very good topic. I'm very happy with this topic. Tell the listeners what you've chosen.
I've chosen top five dinners.
Yes.
Which. Oh man, so hard to do, right?
It's very hard. I've been going over my list and I've been going, similar to you, is it in my top meal because of the company or because of the meal itself or just because where I was in my life just going, I just really need this dinner. I need this dinner.
Yeah. I have a lot of trouble. I realize, one, in doing this, that I am so spoiled in how many nice dinners I get to have. I'm living the dream.
Because you worked in food for a long time.
Long time. So I got to eat at a lot of nice restaurants. And I think one of my favorite pastimes is to go and eat somewhere or to travel and eat is one of my very favorite things.
And you're very good to eat with. I've been for a couple of meals with you and you are very good at just saying, hey, let's just get a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Because I don't normally like sharing food with people because it's always like, well, what I order is... Everyone else is going to have it and I'm going to be stuck with stuff that other people have ordered that they didn't want. But with you, you're just like, let's just order everything. Like, I remember there was that, you took me in Brisbane to a place called Smokehouse or The Smokehouse.
Blue Smoke or The Smoke?
The Smoke, yeah. So it was it's just ribs and barbecue kind of stuff.
Yeah, so good, yeah.
It is so good that every time I'm in Brisbane, at the end of, if I do a week of shows, I treat myself by going there afterwards and pretty much eating my body weight in ribs and onion rings.
Man, so fucking good.
Yeah.
Do you find you've got like a place in each city that you're like, I've got to go there?
Yeah.
That's so good, isn't it?
If I'm in Sydney, I've got to go to, I forget the chef's name, but it's underneath the hotel. It's in Surry Hills. He's a breakfast guy and I forget his name, but it's
Bill
Granger, yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got to have breakfast there.
The I think
it's just called Bill's. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. I've always
Bill's,
got to
he's
have,
got two. Yeah.
Yeah. A breakfast there because I'm like, this fucking is good. So good. Yeah.
Yeah, it is really good.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through our top five. I'll start so you can bring it home, headline with your number one. So my number five. Now, this is currently in my house. This is my number one dinner that we're... If we make this, it's like, it's a good day because it's also a good following day and maybe the day after.
Oh, leftovers.
chicken congee. I love chicken congee. So we make it. So you boil the whole chicken, and then you add all the like herbs and stuff like that. But then with the rice that kind of boils down, and then the thing that I love about it so much is the sesame oil and the chili and the coriander that you put on top of it.
So good.
And it's so good as a winter kind of. It's not a soup, but it kind of is a soup. But it's just this.
It's, yeah.
But also for breakfast the next morning, it is so good. Yeah.
Because when you,
when I was in Singapore, you have an egg, or you have like when we had it the first time, the people were with, they had quail eggs, and so they put quail eggs in it. We didn't go to the market to get quail eggs, so we just do the cracked egg. But the first time I had it was in Singapore, and I was over there for gigs, and they had the breakfast buffet, and they had congee for breakfast.
Oh yeah,
because they have all the Western breakfasts, and they have the like the pancake bar, like the little or the waffle maker do.
Yep. Yeah.
But just the smell of the congee is so much better than all of that stuff. So I'm like, I'm gonna go hot soup for breakfast. Why not? It's 35 degrees and I'm gonna do this. And it was the best.
Yeah. Do you find it's a food that I think about, which is a more ultimate version of chicken soup if you're feeling a bit sick.
Yep.
It's a better comfort food than chicken soup, I think.
Yeah. And the good thing about it is because I'm always making stuff with my kids in mind going, are they going to eat this?
Yeah.
And this is good because you can add whatever you want to it. Like you can just have the chicken and the rice and that's great. But then you can add your spring onions, your chilies, all the other stuff that make it so good. Like the wilted greens, so good.
Yeah, that's right. So, you can chuck in a heap of ginger, a heap of lemongrass. Yeah. You can get it pretty intense, really.
Yeah. And also... the house smells of it for the next day or two, which is always good as well.
I love that you make it at home. That's amazing.
It's a good day.
That's really good and should last for ages.
That is my number five. Your number five, Bart.
Okay, my number five is a roast. This is a nostalgic dinner, and I don't think it's the best roast I've ever had, but it's my grandmother's roast.
Oh, and what meat are we talking?
We're talking a lamb roast. They lived, rest in peace, both of them, on a sheep farm. So this was like me going with my grandfather out into the paddock and picking the sheep.
Yeah.
And with a little bit of trauma watching him slaughter and butcher the sheep.
Yeah.
The dogs being so happy that they got all the off cuts. And then my grandmother cooking it, gravy, all the trimmings, sitting around the special table in the dining room using the cutlery that you don't get to use that much on Sunday, like as many family members as you can pack in there and going bananas. So roast with pudding afterwards, custard, ice cream, jelly, maybe a trifle, like just all out. And thinking back on it, it's not the best roast I've ever had, but it is the best roast I've ever had.
Yeah, I get that. And, I think my mum makes the best roast potatoes.
Yeah.
But I think it's just because that's the roast potato that I grew up with.
That's right. They're
very, very crispy. And she does them in their own pan, not with the meat. Oh. Which people are like, no, you got to have the meat. I'm like, not these ones. Yeah. She's got a electric fry pan that she's had for years. And it's got the taste of every other baked potato in that fry pan. And it's so good.
So seasoned. But
I was going to say, I used to really dislike roasts because I'd be very, very fussy. But roast chicken was the only one that I'm like, I'm very happy with roast chicken.
It is. I think any of them can be done badly or amazingly.
Yeah.
But I think back on those roasts that I got to have quite a few of them and I wish I could have another.
Yeah.
But they're lost in the past. But they were very good at the time. They were very, very good.
How is the gravy? I always find a roast is really dependent on the gravy, and that's because I put gravy on everything. I just cover the plate. Yeah.
It's the juice of life. Let's be honest. Like gravy binds us all together. It's what society essentially runs on. I had a joke from years ago saying that like everything is made out of energy, you know, like everything that you look at in society is just food. It's like the reason there's roads is because men ate a lot of sausages. The roads are essentially sausages. And I said the same, like gravy is the mortar that holds the bricks together. It is. Anyway, the gravy was My grandmother's gravy, I'm going to be honest, is probably a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
But it's my grandmother's gravy, so it's a 10 out of 10.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.